this is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Tracy Lee. First name is Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, last name is Lee, L-E-Lee. Date of birth is 4-24-1999. This letter is being written to Dr. Tuan Phan. First name is Tuan, T-U-A-N. Last name is Phan, P-H-A-N, Phan. Address 1569 Lexan Avenue, L-E-X-A-N-N Avenue, Suite 120, San Jose, California, 95121. Telephone number 408-270-4267. Fax number 408-270-3594. Dear Dr. Tuan Phan, T-U-A-N, last name Phan, P-H-A-N, Phan. Thank you for asking me to see this 24-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Tracy has been having ongoing problem with itchy rashes and occasional hives involving her arms and hands, period. These rashes last for about less than half an hour and are generally gone without any residual pigmentation, period. She has taken Claritin and at times Zyrtec with definite benefit, period. There is no history of any angioedema, shortness of breath, throat tightness, or any wheezing or anything else to suggest anaphylaxis, period. There is no obvious history of any food allergies, except seafoods can cause some pruritus, period. However, she does not restrict her diet in any way and is eating just about anything that she would like to all the times, period. There is a history of minor exercise-induced asthma for which inhalers have been used in past, but overall she is well, period. There is no history of any obvious asthma, eczema, or any significant food allergies, period. There is history of occasional nasal stuffiness and congestion in spring and summer, which is quite consistent with the diagnosis of seasonal rhinitis, period. Interestingly, she works with the vet and handles a lot of animals, and certainly that can cause certain reactions, period. However, these reactions are quite localized and do not seem to be a significant problem, period. She does not wear any gloves, period. Examination revealed a mild dermatographism and sensitive skin, but no other abnormal findings were detected on physical exam, period. I discussed with Tracy in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. We talked about food allergies and allergy to animals, and certainly her contact with animals on a very frequent basis at a vet's office is quite significant, period. Appropriate general measures were discussed to take care of these rashes, period. Skin testing revealed a mild to moderate reaction to grass, trees, and cat and dog, period. No obvious food allergies were identified, period. Clinically, I believe she has mild rhinitis and dermatographism along with localized allergy to animal dander, period. My final diagnosis, mild to moderate, mild allergic rhinitis, number 2, mild dermatographism, number 3, mild reaction to cats and dogs, most likely contact type rashes, my treatment plan. Number one, use gloves if possible. Number two, use make sure after heavy contact hands should be washed frequently. Number three, certainly Claritin and Zyrtec could be quite useful. Number four, Kenalog 0.1% cream if needed for any persistent rashes period. I believe she should do quite well, and I've asked her to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well care period. Please do give me a call if you have any problems, if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regard and dedication, on patient Tracy Lee.